Welcome to the Alamon Show. Here, we'll discover the success stories of local business trailblazers, where we discuss topics from marketing strategies to community engagement. You'll gain practical insights for your own venture. Join us weekly to celebrate and learn from our local entrepreneurial heroes. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and become a part of our growing community of business enthusiasts and entrepreneurs. Now, let's get started.
I'm Leslie Coleman with Suitcase Gals, and we are a women-only travel company for women over the age of 40.
That's awesome.
And I'm Gurvinda Ravery with Suitcase Gals. We're co-owners of this amazing company made for women, by women.
Wonderful. Tell me more about the services that you provide for your clients.
Sure. So we're small group travel for women over 40. Okay. Women travel differently than men, and it is just, you have to jump on one of our trips to really feel what it's like. It's all about connecting with other women and taking that leap in not knowing anyone that you're going to be traveling with. It's about exploring and immersing in new cultures, as well as making new friends and having fun while you're doing it.
And we do have a lot of fun. What's really important with our group is the connections that people make. We have women who are widowed, divorced, husbands don't like to travel, never been married, and somehow they all come together, you know, through travel. And I've seen so many wonderful relationships built out of this, people who were, you know, under the same situations, and they've really bonded.
Yeah, this sounds amazing, like a group I need to be part of. What inspired you guys to start this?
Well, it started with, I had about five friends that were all single. And, you know, we like to travel together, but, you know, sometimes some of them would go with myself and my husband, but they always felt like a fifth wheel. So we thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for women our age to spend time together or to travel, because a lot of the things that we do in travel is so different from what our husbands or other friends may like to do. Women like to go to museums and explore the cultural aspect of the places that we go, as opposed to men who want to sit there on the couch and, you know, wait for the women to finish at the museum. You know, our interests are very different.
And I think the perk of our trips, they're seamless, they're stress-free, and there's a tour leader. One of us will go on each and every trip. So women really have nothing to think about but just to come along and have an amazing time.
Wow. How many trips do you guys do a year?
Oh, about 4 to 5 at this point.
Okay.
We are increasing those as we go along. We've been in business for 3 years now. And, you know, we're really excited for what the future is going to hold as far as our travels go.
What are some of your favorite trips that you've taken?
Well, for me, it would be last year's trip to Croatia was unbelievable. And one of the other really nice things is when you are in a group, we are just with us. So we're not in a group of 40 people. We are small group travel, so anywhere from 6 to 12 people. And when we tour, it's just our group. And it was really nice to be able to tour with everyone when we were in Old Town Dubrovnik. And there was a tour group that had passed us that was literally 40 people deep. And we just looked at them and we're like, yeah, it's just us. Just us. Just and that, it's our group and the tour guide.
Happy little group.
Right. And it was amazing. And Croatia was actually a very nice trip. And I have to say, the highlight for us was the last day with the cooking experience. And it wasn't just a cooking class. It was actually a cooking experience on someone's farm.
Oh, wow.
So we really...
What'd you make?
You know, so there was a stew. There was bread. We made actually sourdough bread, which was really nice, and an apple dessert. Drank some of their wine that they brewed on within their homes. Saw where the vegetables grew. I mean, you name it, we did it.
Wow, that's true farm to table.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and that's true of most of our trips. For me, my favorite trip was Iceland, which was one of our first trips. We started back in 2020 putting all this together, but because of, COVID and the restrictions, we really didn't take our first trip until September of 2021. But in January of 2022, we had our first, you know, bigger group. We had 11 ladies that we traveled to Iceland. And we had to jump through hoops to get there. And everyone was, you know, so respectful of other people. You know, our tour was wonderful. We got to see a lot of really cool places. And we shared a lot of experiences on that trip that probably had COVID not been there, you know, it could have been a lot different. We had one woman who tested positive before we went home, and she had to stay in Iceland for another week. So everybody kind of rallied around, got her things that she needed, went and got her snacks because she was going to be in a place where they were just going to serve her whatever they were going to serve her. And, you know, real connections were made.
Yeah.
And that's really important for me. I haven't left a trip without getting teary-eyed.
Oh, because you've all bonded so much on the trip. Yeah. What challenges did you guys face over COVID, and how did you guys overcome those challenges?
Well, the first thing is we had to postpone everything for, you know, a year, year and a half. But at the beginning of travel, you know, we had to make sure that everybody was tested prior to traveling. A lot of places we had to test upon arrival. So it was logistically kind of a nightmare.
Sure.
It's more cumbersome.
But travel. You know, because we travel with a group, they didn't have to worry about it. We could make all their appointments for testing, or if somebody had any medical needs, we had somebody there that would, you know, accompany them. So that was really important.
What are you guys doing now to promote your business and to advertise? And what are you guys doing for marketing these days?
You know, a lot of our business is word of mouth, which is phenomenal. And the I think one of the biggest perks to our business is repeat clientele. We have some women who are on four trips within within this year and last year, right?
Yeah.
And that's a testament to what we do.
Absolutely.
And it really gives us that really good feeling of, wow, like, you know, and they get so excited. And I think the biggest... You know, I think finding different groups of women to be able to reach out to let them know, hey, we've got this great group that you would you like to come along with us? What other avenues do you think?
Well, I mean, of course, social media is a big thing for us because, you know, we share a lot of our information there. We post our trips there. We have a monthly newsletter that goes out, and, you know, whenever we have a new trip, we send that information out. But really, you know, spreading the word. You know, we have a lot of referrals from, you know, other people that have traveled with us that may have a friend, and they've brought their friend. You know, we started out with some core people, and like Gervie said, some of them might be on three or four trips in the last couple of years, but there's always new people that are coming into that. And it's so nice because you don't have that little click where the people who have traveled together before stick together. You know, it's a small group. So, you know, there's a lot of really cool interaction going on.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's a lot of bonding time too.
Oh my gosh. It's wonderful.
Yeah. What do you guys find most rewarding about what you do?
I think it's exactly that. I think for me, it's that women jump on these trips without knowing anyone on the trip. And you walk in not knowing people, but you walk away as friends. And just like Leslie said, when we come back from a trip, we do share. And we're like, we are almost in tears. We're like, oh my God, it was, you have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys.
and, you know, I know with a lot of trips I've done, there are people that get together that may have started on a trip together that live near each other. They go to dinner. Mm-hmm. I'm actually hosting a few of the ladies at my house this weekend that went on our Iceland trip. So,
And people are coming from all over.
All over.
Yes.
A lot of the ones that are coming this weekend are more local. But the last time I did that, we had one of the gals from California fly out to actually be with a group.
Okay.
So that was truly incredible. And it's just a matter of we don't have to do anything. We can sit around and drink coffee or have a glass of wine and just laugh and enjoy each other's company.
And just be happy being together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where do you guys see the future of your company going? You said you might have some big events coming up.
Well, in 2026, we'll be having our fifth anniversary of Suitcase Gals.
And thank you.
I know it's kind of far away, but we have an exciting cruise through the French countryside that we're going to open up to all the women in our group. And for people who are interested in seeing what Suitcase Gals is all about. And the best part of that is that the company that we're working with, AMA Waterways, is co-owned by a female. So, you know, we always try to mix in that component of women-owned businesses. And a lot of the tours that we'll be doing are from local women-owned businesses throughout Burgundy and Provence. So it's really exciting. We have a half a charter for the cruise, so it'll be a lot of women.
How many women are coming?
Well, we're actually announcing it on Friday. Oh. So we have secured space for 40 women.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the activities that we'll do will be as part of the Suitcase Gals group.
Okay. That's great.
All right. Yeah. So again, it will just be the Suitcase Gals, not other people on the cruise line itself. Which makes it really exclusive. Right.
So we might have to cut that part.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. So we do have half a charter, and there will be other people, but our group will be distinctive from the rest of the travel.
I meant the experiences on it.
Oh, the excursions
and all of that.
Yes. So we're also trekking to Costa Rica this December.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. Lots of hanging bridges, some rainforests, coffee making, and who does not like chocolate tours?
Right? And
we also have...
we're going to be going to Quebec in November at the beginning of the Christmas market season. So for those who haven't been to Europe to see one of the Christmas markets, Quebec is truly a European city, and it will have all the elegance that people go to Europe for.
Yeah. Now, what inspired both of you guys to get into this?
We met during COVID,
right?
Through another travel agent friend, and we started getting together, you know, every couple of weeks, once a month, and just talking about the challenges of what we were going through as an individual business. And, you know, we got to be very good friends, and Gervinder was leaving another travel agency, and she came with Travel Designs.
So you have always been...
Right, both of us individually own our own travel.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, and then we started talking about women's travel, and, you know, it just snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like we can do more with this.
Which has been phenomenal. And I feel like we just mesh. You know, it's like a puzzle because Leslie has ideas that I don't have, or I may have ideas, or my strengths are different than hers, and it just works.
Yeah.
You know, and we're both in it for the same reason, to provide women a really fun but safe way to travel so they don't have to travel alone. Yeah. And it just, I think it's a great combination.
The yin to her yang.
Exactly. And I'm really excited about our fifth anniversary trip because... Mm-hmm. Gervy and I have not traveled together.
Right.
Oh, really?
We are always traveling separate with different groups. And we have another tour leader to kind of fill in when our schedules are, you know, overflowing.
So you are each doing separate trips with these groups.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So.
And you're just brought on somebody else to handle some of those trips.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, very exciting.
Which is a great...
Absolutely.
What do you guys like to do for fun outside of work?
Well, I have 11 grandkids, so I enjoy spending my time with them and my husband. My husband and I do travel separately as well, but you know, we moved to Delaware and built a house that can accommodate our six kids and our 11 grandkids.
Sounds like a dream.
In the summertime, it's a hot mess.
Yeah, we have a full house then.
We have a full house.
Yeah.
But a fun hot mess.
Absolutely.
And I am married as well, and I love, you know, hanging out with my husband. We travel a lot as well together, and I have three kids, two in college, one in law school, so any time to be able to spend time with them is also really nice.
Is there anything you guys would like to add that... for our listeners, something from your heart, something you'd like to leave us with today?
I would say, I think for me, it would be take the leap. Don't be afraid if you're, you know, you're watching our posts or you're looking at our website and you see a trip and you're thinking, oh, I really want to do that. Just do it because you will not be sorry.
Yeah.
The feeling that you have when you're done with the trip and when you've come back home is amazing. And the memories that you've made, you've had those forever. So my advice would be take the leap.
Take the leap and book the trip.
Book the trip.
Be the booker.
That's right.
Book the trip.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, for me, it's just really important to share with your friends, your girlfriends, your daughters. You know, I have a daughter that's approaching the age limit for suitcase gals, although she's denying it. But, you know, we just want people to know that you have this option, you know, that, you know, there's other women in the same situation. And some women like to travel solo, but somebody else might like that companionship and the camaraderie that comes along with Suitcase Gals tours.
Absolutely. I'm going to be looking into this for myself. I think I definitely fit your demographic.
Nice. And I wanted to add on that because we forgot to say, we do offer single and double occupancy. So whether if you feel like you don't want to share a room with someone, we have that opportunity for you as well.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your story and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate you having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Alamon Show. If you are a business owner, you are in the Northern Virginia area, or you're willing to come out and visit us here in our Leesburg studio, and you've been in business for at least 5 years, I invite you to apply or nominate a guest for an upcoming show. Go to alamonphotography.com and click on podcast, where you'll find a link to nominate a guest. And thanks as always for listening.